Our final reading comes in the Gospel account of John, chapter 14. This is going to serve as the basis for our meditation. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family and friends of Sharon Coombs, especially you, dear Don, Courtney, and Marilyn. It all happened so fast. I wouldn't blame you if your minds are still reeling. From not feeling well to departing this life in about a week is shocking, to say the least. Everything feels out of sorts. Worlds get turned upside down. What will we do? Even home, which we consider to be the safest, most certain place in the world, it doesn't feel right. We love going home, but it's not quite the same when someone we love is no longer there. Yet this afternoon, into the shock, into the grief, the uncertainty that you feel, steps our Savior Jesus. He comes to you with words of comfort, with words of hope, with words of certainty, but they may surprise you because they're words of home. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, Jesus' disciples, they could understand how you're feeling right now. They were reeling. Their minds were reeling. Their worlds were turning upside down at that moment. Jesus had just told them that once they left that quiet room where they had gathered, that in a matter of time shortly after that, that very night, he was going to be betrayed by one of their own. He was going to suffer, and within 24 hours, he would be dead. There was tension among them. There was uncertainty. There was fear about the future. There was worry. There was grief over what was about to happen. And so Jesus brought his disciples calm and comfort for their hearts. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. And 4 days later, on Easter evening, after he had risen from the dead, Jesus would say something similar. He would say to these disciples whose worlds had been turned upside down, peace be with you. In your sorrow, in your grief, Jesus brings you that same calm and comfort. Do not let your hearts be troubled. But I wouldn't blame you if your first thought when you hear that is, that's easy for you to say. You're not the one hurting right now. You're not the one who has to deal with everything that's been dumped on our plates right now. And it would make a lot of sense to throw it back at Jesus and think he's just saying, don't be sad, it's okay, and that's all he's doing for you. But Jesus isn't just trying to dry tears and calm worries with kind words. Well, think about what Jesus was about to do once he left that quiet room. Yes, he was going to be betrayed. Yes, he was going to suffer. He was going to die. But he was about to leave that room to go and willingly endure the worst suffering humanity can dish out and then be forsaken, abandoned by his own heavenly Father. Why? Why would Jesus endure such hell? Out of love for you. Love for me. Of love for Sharon. He was going to take on himself all your grief and all your worry and all your guilt and all the death that every one of us has earned for our sins. You see, there's so much that troubles our hearts. It's not just grief. It's worry, fear, guilt. And that's why death troubles us so much, because God in his word very clearly says the wages of sin is death. We earn death when we sin against his holy will. There's so much in our lives that leaves us reeling, that turns our worlds upside down, that troubles our hearts with stress and anxiety, and yet Jesus still cuts through all of that and says, do not let your hearts be troubled. How could he say that? He came to deal with what troubles our hearts. The grief, the guilt, the worry, the fear, the death, all of it. He came not to give us pious platitudes or kind words, but to bring real peace and to bring real comfort to our hearts. Peace and comfort that lasts for eternity, that we can't find anywhere else. I mean, with his suffering, with his death, with his 3 days in the tomb, with his abandoning that tomb on Easter morning, Jesus opened up our home in heaven for us. And that's why he tells us, you believe in God, believe also in me. You see, when Jesus makes a promise, you can totally trust, or you can trust him totally, because he did all that already for you. He calms our troubled hearts. And yet he's doing even more. You see, Jesus got Sharon's heavenly home ready for her, and now he's preparing for us to come home too. My Father's house has many rooms, he tells us. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? Every single one of us is in extraordinary spiritual need. We are all corrupted to the core with a natural hatred towards God and his holy will. We would rather run away from God and do what we want. We would rather live in the squalor of sin and guilt. But that's why we need Jesus to rescue us. That's why Sharon needed Jesus to rescue her. You see, Jesus, in his gracious love and mercy, guided all things so that faith was planted in her heart when her parents brought her to be baptized as a little one at St. Paul's Lutheran Church up in Muskego, Wisconsin. And from little on, she heard and learned the good news that Jesus had come to forgive her, and that Jesus had come to save her, and Jesus had gone to heaven to prepare a place for her. And that gave her hope. That gave her quiet confidence no matter what life threw at her, whether that was moving across country or raising a family or even losing a husband or a daughter. Above all, Sharon knew that Jesus was her Savior. And now 2,000 years before this, Jesus had promised that he would prepare a home for her, and he prepares a home for you and me in heaven too. This is how Jesus describes it. My Father's house has many rooms. Now, Jesus isn't just building you a bedroom or like a motel room or something like that. No, Jesus is building you a home where someday you can settle and stay and live for all eternity. Your home will be free of worry and pain, of sorrow and grief, of fear and guilt. There's no more death. That home comes fully furnished with heavenly peace and comfort beyond imagination. Oh, and it's fully paid for. You don't have to pay a cent for it. It's fully paid for with the blood of Christ poured out for you on the cross and with the reality of an empty tomb on Easter morning. But yet what makes that place and what will make that place home is the fact that Jesus will be there. So Jesus tells us, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I will take you to be with me that you also may be where I am. Jesus promises to bring us to his heavenly home, but how do we get there? How did Sharon know she would go there someday? Jesus says, you know the way to the place where I am going. I mean, do we? I mean, sometimes we forget the way home. Especially if it's a new home, you can easily forget the way home. Even Jesus' disciples had their moments. One of his disciples by the name of Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't even know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus gave him and he gave us a clear answer that leaves no doubt. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is the only way home. I mean, if any of us hold a belief in a generic God or think that Jesus was just a great teacher or that we can get to heaven some other way, that we just need to earn God's favor, we're going to get hopelessly lost on the way there. And yet in his word, Jesus time and again shows to us that he is truly God, that he is our Savior from sin and death, that he has power over sin and death. And Jesus is exclusively the only way to heaven for us. And he will get us to our heavenly home someday. To know that way comes from the only source of truth. We don't hear about Jesus just from the history books or ancient stories. No, we hear about Jesus by listening to the Word of God. And there we learn how Jesus opened the way for us and now makes us his own through faith in him. That's why the Word of God was so important to Sharon during her life. There in that Word, Jesus strengthened her faith. There in that Word, Jesus forgave her sins. There in that Word, Jesus gave her the assurance of eternal life. You see, through that truth about the only way home, we find the only source of life. Not a fountain of youth. Not something that gives us a little temporary joy. But life eternal through Christ alone. We will get home. But even now, we enjoy the victory Jesus has won for us over sin and death. You see, when he abandoned his tomb on Easter morning, Jesus cleared the last obstacle to eternal life for each and every one of us. Now that reality, that gives us peace and assurance when we lay down to sleep at night. That reality moves us to wake up in the morning and live each day not for ourselves but for our Savior and to serve the people God has put in our lives. That reality enables us to confidently look forward to the day when Jesus will bring us to home to be with him in heaven. It's not a pious wish. It's not a morbid desire for death. It's the source of our hope, it's the source of our joy, and the source of our peace. And that reality enabled Sharon to wake up each morning and serve her Lord and others in all her holy callings, whether that's as mother, as sister, as employee. That reality gave her peace and assurance when she went to sleep at night. That reality enabled her to look forward to being with Jesus in her heavenly home someday. And on July 10th, 2023, Jesus Christ brought Sharon Coombs home. And now she enjoys the eternal rest that comes only through her Savior Jesus. Someday we too will see our living Lord with arms wide open and hearing the words that we always have always yearned to hear in our heart of hearts. Welcome home, my child. Welcome home. Amen.